This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Roach, and welcome to an emergency edition of the State of Recruiting Commitment Edition. If you are a listener to this podcast, you've already heard me once today on our regular weekly show, but we had to jump on today because Texas just added the first member of the 2022 class in Lancaster wide receiver Faison Wilson. This is a commitment that kind of came out of nowhere. It was something that came to me this morning. I was told by Faison this morning that it would be happening, and because of that, I decided not to put a crystal ball in or anything of that nature, just because, you know, a lot of times when we put crystal balls in, it's months of gathering data, things of that nature, and we can kind of forecast from the future. If a kid says he's got a big announcement soon and then I follow with a crystal ball, it sort of gives things away. So, you know, the relationship I have with a lot of these kids is one of trust. And so, you know, I decided not to put a crystal ball in. But we did want to, you know, make sure we covered it end to end and make sure we had you completely covered over at Hornets 24/7. So for full commitment analysis, quotes from Faison, the story, all that stuff, go over to Hornets 24/7. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with what we have over there. What can Faison Wilson bring to the table? So Faison Wilson is a kid I first met this offseason at Lancaster High School, and that's a school that we have a great relationship with. Chris Gilbert, their head coach, is a good friend of mine and a guy that I always love going to visit. They've always got a ton of talent. That's in that talented I-20 corridor there in South Dallas where Texas has been trying to get a foothold for so long. And, you know, really, the first time I saw Faison, you know, you could tell, okay, this is their next one. This is a school that's produced guys like Cartrell Thomas, who plays at Boise State, and Omar Manning, who signed with TCU and is not in Nebraska. And you could just look at Faison and tell, okay, this is the next guy. What he is a very long but very silky receiver. That's what I call him. You know, I don't think he's going to be the fastest guy on the field, but he runs routes in a way that's really advanced for his age. And what I mean by that, is, you know, he really knows how to set people up. You know, he runs a comeback route that everybody knows is coming most of the time, and still nobody can defend it just because he sets it up so well. He's got that advanced understanding. It's 6'4". He's got a great catch radius. You know, he can really go up and get the ball. So I think that's a really exciting development for Texas to kick their class off. And a really big win for Andre Coleman, a guy who, let's be frank, started out the gates pretty slow in 2021, but is starting to pick up a little bit of steam there. And, you know, he lands the first strike of 2022 for Texas and gets a playmaker onto the field. Wilson is a guy who, to me, one of the funnier, you know, charismatic guys within the city of Dallas. And I think he's a guy that could be, you know, he's not going to be incredibly vocal, but I think he's a guy that other dudes will get along with and follow. And so he could be a recruiting weapon for Texas there as well. And really, you know, talking to Faison this morning, this came down to his relationship with Andre Coleman. You know, it was, hey, you know, I visited Texas before the COVID shutdown, and Tom Herman's cool and the stadium's cool and all that's cool. But my relationship with Andre Coleman is really what sealed the deal, is what Faison told me. So, you know, I think that we've got to give props where they're due. We've spent a lot of this cycle kind of talking about the shortcomings of Andre Coleman. Let's give him big props for a win there in getting the first 2022 guy in the class. Where I also think this helps is with Faison's 7-on-7 teammate, Keetron Jackson. He was also a Texas target. They both play on Team Grind together, and they're both close. They're good friends. You know, I was out at Team Grind practice last week to go see Keytron after he visited Texas. I talked to FaZe on there as well, got a bunch of pictures of him, all that sort of thing. And, you know, the two were on each other's hip the entire time, talking, hanging out, both similar type of guys. So I think this really helps Texas in that race as well, where they're going to have a friendly voice, you know, pitching the Longhorns to Keytron Jackson. It could potentially add some good 2021 talent to that class. And then for Texas, I think that this is just positive news overall. You know, I think it's just a good start on the 2022 cycle. Just to get some good PR here, get something that's kind of out of nowhere, right? Like a couple of these commitments, Gunnar Helm, we saw coming, you know, Jameer Johnson, we saw coming. To get one of these that really comes out of nowhere, I think is always a huge positive for the fan base. As much as I know you guys like to be in the know, I think it's also fun the times that you guys are truly surprised, because it doesn't happen a lot in recruiting anymore. So that was a big reason why we wanted to stay quiet on the crystal ball and not really tip anything. You know, it was just kind of came down to a conversation between Faison and I, and we decided to kind of handle it this way. But since we knew it was coming, we did want to record this emergency podcast to tell you guys about it. So look for more. Faison will be playing at Pylon 7-on-7 in Dallas this weekend. 24/7 will have some personnel there, so you know, keep an eye out for that. I will actually be on vacation, but I'm very familiar with Faison's game. And when I get back, I'll probably be heading out to Lancaster to go get a look at him during his off-season workout, strength and conditioning. We hope you guys enjoy the weekend. We hope you guys enjoy this commitment, and have a good day. For everybody at Horns 24/7, I'm Mike Roach, and we will talk to you in a few weeks.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.